Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
We do Gavin's phone scams on the 10s. What do you got?
So we're calling a guy named Pericles.
Okay. I love the name.
Yeah, right?
Pericles. It's
the most Greek name I've ever heard, okay? And his wife, Marilena, emailed me and wanted me to phone scam him. Now, they're getting solar screens put on their house. You guys know what a solar screen is?
Yeah.
It, like, blocks out a lot of the heat that comes through.
Okay.
Keeps it cool.
Keeps your house cool. It's a way to cut down on energy costs. So I'm calling Pericles from his energy company to tell him, you're doing solar screens, right? Okay, well, we're going to have to tax you as your energy company because of that.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
This is Pericles.
Hey, Pericles, how you doing? My name's Sid from How you doing? You got a little time to talk?
Good. No, I'm actually at work. What's this about?
So I got a call from David over at Do you know him?
Yes, David, yes.
He says that you're getting ready to get solar screens installed on your windows.
Yes, sir.
Is that happening tomorrow?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I caught you in time. So I just wanted to let you know as a courtesy call that we're going to have to give you a tax on that. It's going to be roughly around like $56, just to let you know.
Okay, that's fine. But why does they tax on something that's actually good and energy efficient?
Right. So the screens that you're getting are what they're cutting down on heat getting into the house, right?
Right. Yes.
Is that about 90% effective?
You know, I don't know, but they are 90% screen. So I'm definitely hoping for that. Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
So the reason why is because when you cut down on the heat coming into your house, you're going to use your AC less, which means that your energy cost is going to go down.
Yes.
Right. So there you go.
So instead of giving people $56 rebates, they charge them tax on that. I know it's not your fault, but that does not make any sense to me. But that's totally fine. And how does that get taxed? Do I just get a bill from that added on to my account or a monthly bill, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's going to be added on to your monthly bill. I'm glad that you pointed out, like, this is not a Sid Busy rule. I did not come up with this rule.
No, I know.
But at the end of the day, though, it is what it is. We got mouths to feed here. So when people are becoming more energy efficient, what we do is we figure out a way to kind of like goose them a little bit financially so that we still get, basically so that you end up not saving any money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Hey, real quick, are you familiar with solar screen? I did talk to David. I did my research, but have you, they are pretty effective, right? I mean, because we have our whole house faces like north and we're getting just beat by the sun, and I have older windows. I haven't replaced the windows yet. That's going to be a future project and I'm definitely hoping I will save. So do you have any experience with solar screens? Other customers or yourself or anything?
I mean, I'm not allowed to weigh in on something like that. It's our professional advice to tell people that in the summertime, you should take your AC and then set it to a temperature of about 65 degrees and leave all of your windows and doors open all day.
Okay.
And okay. And also, it's not a bad idea, too, to, like, make sure every light bulb is left on, even in, especially in rooms that you're not using, because then out of sight, out of mind, you know what I'm talking about. And then also, if you could, like, whatever TVs you have, leave them on 24 hours a day.
Why? What do you say? Is this a joke?
No, it's just as more people get energy efficient, it kind of makes us nervous. Do you know what I mean?
Who is this really for?
Yeah, my name's Sid. So, like, I can't tell you to do those things. I can't obviously force you to do those things. But if you're asking me for advice, that's the official advice that I'm supposed to give.
Oh, okay. Understood.
Does that make sense?
All right, thanks.
All right, so we're all square then, okay? So you're cool with it. Okay, can I tell you one more thing before I go?
Yes.
None of this is real. I think you kind of knew that. My name is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. Your wife, Marilena, am I saying her name right?
Yeah.
She emailed me and wanted me to do a phone scam on you, a prank phone call.
Are you joking? So this is on the radio?
Yeah, it is. And actually, I think I met you once before at the Greek festival.
Possibly. Well, okay. So, my rant on solar screens and how energy efficient is going to go, that's going to go, all right, great, awesome.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.